Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Across the ASEAN, only on Money FM 89.3.
You're on Across the ASEAN here on Money FM 89.3, and a very interesting start to the new year also for palm oil markets. Prices of CPO at least coming in on the back of three straight years of pretty solid gains, and there are signs that perhaps demand for palm oil will continue to boost prices. But there are some questions, at least on the production side, and also worries that inflation might complicate things for palm oil growers as we head deeper into 2022. Well, to set the stage for what the new year has for palm oil, here in Across the ASEAN, we're joined by Dr. Satya Varka, who's the founder of Palm Oil Analytics, and he's here to share with us his outlooks and what drivers we'll be watching out for. Dr. Varka, thank you so much for joining us. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these times. And welcome to the show, sir. Hope you've been well and hope you've had a great start to the year.
Yeah, I did. Thanks very much for having me again. And Happy New Year to all of you.
So before we get into your outlook for palm oil, Dr. Varka, I'm taking a look at CPO futures out in Malaysia. Looking fairly rather encouraging. How would you describe the first 2 weeks for palm oil markets, and might this set the tone for another year of rising CPO futures?
Yeah, CPO futures had a spectacular price rise to dizzying heights, supported by persistent idea of lower production due to the severe floods that inundated key oil palm growing areas in Peninsula Malaysia, namely Selangor, Pahang, and Johor. So traders' idea of lower production, tight supply have been dominating trading sentiments that have brought prices to the highest ever yesterday. And we have to wait and see if this persistent idea of tight production will stay for the rest of the week and the months ahead.
Is it more a supply side issue than a demand side issue, especially since Malaysia, which is arguably one of the two biggest producers in the world, we did see that serious flood hit many provinces tragically at the end of last year. And they've also highlighted that it's really hit agricultural output there. I mean, how much of these rising palm oil prices is really down to more supply constraints and output constraints than actual demand actually rising this year?
Most of the price rise that we have seen last year and that we are beginning to see this year is to do with tight supply rather than strong demand. So demand is just coming back, but supply has been the main driver, supply crunch in response to shortage of workers, long-term yield, decline in yields, reduced planted areas, adverse weather conditions, as I just mentioned, but also shutdown and lockdowns due to the COVID cases. All this has culminated to weigh down on output. So a lot of the price rise, majority of the price rise has really been on the supply side impact, not only in palm, but also in copper, coffee, sugar, chilies, eggs, and other commodities.
Mm-hmm. So I'm glad you brought up actually the COVID-19 virus and the stoppages that they brought about. Like many industries across Southeast Asia, palm oil producers were raring to bounce back this year after the many stoppages from 2021. Then we had that Omicron variant of COVID-19 rear its ugly head in December and have them holding their breath yet again. Looking ahead, how big of a factor is the Omicron strain going to play in where palm oil markets head, Dr. Varka?
Okay, so I think Omicron cases, yeah, big worry, big uncertainty. We do not know much about it, but the biggest impact will be at the pace at which the foreign workers will arrive in Malaysia. The government of Malaysia has made a commitment to bringing 32,000 workers this year, but Omicron cases will put a big dent on that plan. It will delay the arrival of workers. Even if they arrive, it will be a long time for quarantine, training, vaccination, and so on. So the pace at which they arrive and the impact the workers will make on crop recovery will be some time to be felt in 2022.
Is Malaysia going to be more susceptible to some of these work stoppages related to Omicron than, say, Indonesia, given Malaysia has a number of I might be wrong here. Please feel free to correct me. Malaysia might be more dependent on some of these foreign workers than, say, Indonesia would.
Yeah, so the government of Malaysia has had a long time been dependent on harvesters, grooming workers, field workers from Indonesia. But the work, the origin of these foreign workers has diversified over the years. Malaysia has made an agreement, memorandum of understanding has been signed with Bangladesh. But since the signing of the agreement, the Omicron cases have increased. So that kind of like slowed down the hiring process. Also, the hiring of workers in these countries have been reluctant to come and work in the oil palm industry because of its reputation, because of its image of work, tropical weather condition, treatment of workers, and so on. But there has been no significant progress on the hiring of the workers from Indonesia. Talks have taken place. No agreement has been signed. So all this gives us an indication that, yes, commitment has been made, but procedure-wise, it might take some time for the implementation to occur.
We're still speaking to Dr. Sathya Varka, the founder of Palm Oil Analytics here and across the ASEAN, Money FM 89.3, and we're discussing the outlook for palm oil markets. Now, Dr. Varka, in one of our previous conversations, you talked about rising input costs for palm oil refiners. We've noted that rising food prices is part of inflation, but could this also mean rising input costs for palm oil refiners, thus feeding into price pressures and perhaps weighing on margins? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so palm oil refiners will have to depend on securing their feedstock, crude palm oil, CPO, from the mills. And mills are paying extortionate amount because supply is short. And plantations are hiking up the prices because feed stock prices of fertilizer has gone up. So it's a transmission from plantations to mills to refiners. And refiners, when they are short of CPO, prices are higher. And when it's processed, the margins are tighter. And eventually, refiners who are refining the bulk of the palm that is used, which is in the edible oil sector, will jack up their price for consumers when it comes to consumers. So you can see this transmission from increasing fertilizer cost and also increasing energy prices, increasing the use of chemicals. All this has a trickle-down effect all the way down to the consumer product, RBD palm olein. That's the cooking oil that you see in the supermarket shelves, the stearin, which is used for making soaps, and PFAD, which is also used in low-quality soaps, and also palm kernel oil, which is used in making of detergents and hand sanitizer and so on, oleochemical products.
You've mentioned that we might see a rise in cooking oil costs. In fact, it was interesting because of just recently, Indonesia, which along with Malaysia is one of the world's two biggest growers, apparently isn't immune to rising CPO prices. They've also said they plan to introduce cooking oil subsidies to tame rising costs. Now, this is interesting because they are arguably the biggest producer of palm oil in the world, but they even have to introduce subsidies despite their status as that world's biggest producer. How is this informing how you view the relationship now between rising inflation and the CPO market based on what's happening out in Indonesia, sir?
Yeah, so that's right. So Indonesia is the biggest CPO producer to the tune of 49 million tons. We think that's the production this year.
Wow.
Indonesia was insulated from the supply constraints, but not for long. Not for long. Indonesia government has announced that they will be subsidizing bulk oil only. So that's the oil that you buy in bulk and then repackage into smaller packs of 1 liter, 2 liter, and so on. So the government will be subsidizing only the bulk cooking oil, not the branded packed oil. I think the reason why the government has to subsidize is because of the rise in prices from the refiners in Indonesia, who are not just dependent on the local feedstocks, but also dependent on a few chemicals and others. So Indonesia is not completely insulated from the rising energy cost, which is used in running all these machineries in the refinery. So that's the reason why the government has to step in to subsidize. Mind that the inflation rate in December for Indonesia was at 1.87%, which is still below the central bank target rate. But I think the expected rise in inflation is what prompted the government to start offering this subsidy in order to absorb the cost passed to low-income consumers when the country economy is set to reopen. So I think this is something we will find in other economies. When the economies reopen fully, consumers are going to be out there spending, traveling, and all this is going to fuel a rise in inflation. So central banks either have to move fast and increase the rates in order to control the rise in inflation, or let it go and see where it goes.
Very interesting observations there. It seems that even palm oil markets are not immune to some of these inflationary pressures. We'll have to leave it there. I'd like to thank Dr. Satya Varga, the founder of Palm Oil Analytics, for joining us today on Across the ASEAN to discuss his outlook for this commodity space. Dr. Varga, as always, I wish you and the loved ones continued health and safety during these times. We look forward to the next time you can join us on the show. Meanwhile, do stay safe, sir, and all the best for you and perhaps for the palm oil markets in 2022.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. All the best.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO, available on Google Play or the App Store.